Thought for today. To be happy, never take anything personally. This is Dr. Herbert Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing. Our topic today is, to be happy, never take anything personally. How easy that sounds and how difficult that is sometimes. We think that it's easy not to be taking things personally, you know. Somebody comes up to us and says, your slip is showing, and you take it first. My slip is showing, oh dear, I've been going around like this all day long, you know. And of course, slip, anything else it could be. But we take it personally. We don't say, oh, thank you, and then straighten ourselves up and then go about our business. Now, we went about our business perfectly okay before somebody told us. It didn't disturb us at all before somebody told us. We went about our life in perfect harmony and happiness and stuff like that. But the minute somebody told us that our slip was showing or that we were dropping things on the sidewalk as we were walking along, you know, and my goodness sakes, I know I was just moving from the embassy to the Hermitage, and I load up the pickup truck with all the stuff that I'm taking over, and sometimes the boxes have light things on top. And I drive along maybe about 10, 12 miles an hour, and it's about a half-mile trip. And as I go along with the truck, I go up a steep hill and down a steep hill, and it's not a great wind, but things do sometimes slide off or fall off, and I have to stop and get it. And I don't say, oh dear, you know, I'm so stupid for not putting it on there properly so it didn't slide off. How stupid of me, you know. That's taking it personally, you know. And when you take it personally like that, hey, it's so dumb, you know, it's a waste of time. Just say, hey, I dropped it. I got a good load there. I got a nice load. I'd only have to make 3 or 4 loads with the truck instead of making 6. If I'd made 6, then, you know, nothing would have fallen off. It'd all been inside the truck bed, you know. But these things, excuse me, were above the truck bed. And being above the truck bed, what was happening? Then the little bit of breeze or the little bit of direction would let it slide off to one side. Yeah. Love, the minute he sees something, he has to go tell Button so Button can come and be the boss. But that's all part of the game, too. To be happy, never take anything personally. But love, I don't take it personally that you were bringing a Button over there. I don't take that personally at all. You just are an alert dog, alert puppy, always on the ball. Now, other things that disturb us when we take it personally is when someone says, you should have thought of that. Yes, that's true, we should have thought of that, but we didn't. And now that you reminded us, we're thinking about it, so we take care of it. We don't kick ourselves around the block. You, all your life, like Bill Ellsworth, he's 86 years old now, all of his life, he has never had a driving ticket. He has never had a speeding ticket, never had any kind of ticket with an automobile. What a fantastic guy. 86 years and driving since he was, you know, knee-high to a grasshopper. And not one violation. He must be a most amazing person. A most amazing person. Either he has the best consciousness in the world, which he does, or he is invisible, or he adheres to the law. But even obeying the law, you can go against the law, because it's so easy to do things like that. I can't think of an illustration of where that would be, but even obeying the law, well, for instance, you're driving down the road, and you see a car putting their red lights on ahead of you, their backup lights, their stop lights. And so you slow down, and you slow down carefully, but the car behind you doesn't see you slowing down, go whoosh, right into you, you know. Well, now, somehow you violated the law. And you know how you violated the law? Can you tell me, anybody? Quickly, I surround this car with my pure white light of love. You see, when you surround your car with the pure white light of love, it's not that you protect it from anything. It's that the car is in perfect harmony with all other vehicles on the road and all activity of the road. It is no protection. Don't ever get the strange, crazy idea that, when you say, I surround this car with my pure white light of love, all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. You don't mean that it is secure, it is safe from all harm, and while we are apart one from the other, God protect you. My God, if I'm not there to protect you, God's got to protect you, you know. But we surround with our pure white light of love because we want to live in harmony. And we put the cause of living in harmony. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. And this merely puts our thoughts in order that it is surrounded by the pure white light of love. And we don't go misusing its direction. Because we can. We can. And whenever we have an incident, you can be sure that you didn't. Before you drove in that time, you drive to the drugstore. And when you leave the drugstore, this car is surrounded by pure white light of love. And you go to the grocery store, this car is surrounded by my pure white light of love when you leave. When you go to the, before you move that car from any place, you remind yourself, the car is surrounded by the pure white light. The car knows it. The car doesn't have to be reminded. The car is an inanimate object which is subject to your direction. Now, Ellen, what is another one? The road?
The road is free and open, and all my ways are pleasantness.
The road is clear and open before me. See, the road is clear and open before me. Now, what does that mean, that the road is clear and open before me? Does that mean there are no other cars on the road? Does that mean that everybody gets out of your way? No, not at all. Nobody has to move for the road to be clear and open before you. You know yourself while you're driving down the freeway, you see long stretches of openness every once in a while. That's somebody's consciousness. Long stretch. You see people driving theoretically slowly. They're driving the limit, but everybody else thinks they're driving slowly because there's a space ahead of them, you know, and they want to get in that space. Well, you just say, the road is open, clear and open before me. The road is clear and open before me. When you say that, you're putting a cause in motion. You're putting a cause in motion, and sometimes you put the cause in motion, and when you put the cause in motion, you forget it, which is beautiful, and the road is clear and open before you, and you don't even realize it. You just enjoy it. And there have been many times that I'd be making these statements, and then I'd go on to some of the thoughts, and I'd look up, and I'm driving. Like I become aware that the road is clear and open before me, and I say, good, you know, good, beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. And I've been driving up to see May quite often up in Santa Ana, and it's around rush time, going or leaving, one or the other, and the cars are bumper to bumper. And I just say, the road is clear and open before me. I come from the outside lane, coming onto the freeway, and there's six cars, nobody. I can go zoop, 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 right over to the fast lane. And get in the fast lane, and in the fast lane, I have to pay attention to only one thing, what's ahead of me. I don't have to worry about what's on my right, what's on my left. I don't have to worry what's behind me, not that I worry, but I don't have to be alert to it. I just pay attention to what's ahead. I'm alert to everything, but I just pay. But if you're in a lane that has traffic on both sides of you, you don't know if somebody's going to move in front of you or in back of you or whatever, and the motorcycles sometimes come between the cars. Well, when you're in the fast lane, you can just hug over to the left and give the motorcycles lots of room to go through, because these guys just like to bug right through the edge of the line. I don't know whether that's legal or not, but I don't think they've ever given a ticket for it. But what the heck? You know it. That's part of driving. You know, the motorcycles are doing those silly things. And so you cooperate with them, and you certainly don't open your door to stop them. Yeah? you'd really be in trouble. But you just be happy, and you don't take it personally. And when somebody cuts in front of you in the freeway, which never happens when you are wrapping your car in your pure white light of love, when somebody cuts in front of you, you just say, hey, bless you, you're in a hurry, I wrap you in my pure white light of love, and I see all your ways peace and all your paths pleasantness. And lo and behold, the guy gets back into the second lane and just drives commonly, and he no longer is tense. Now, Wouldn't it be exciting if we each were to say, all the traffic in the world, that's a big one, all the traffic in the world is what?
Harmonious.
Is harmonious. All your ways are peace and all your paths are pleasantness. I surround all the traffic in the world with my pure white light of love. Wouldn't it be something?
Mm-hmm. It is.
And all, oh, it is. And all your ways are peace. Now, is it my responsibility? Is it my privilege? Is it my responsibility? And it is, yes, my responsibility, because I'm the creator of all the traffic in the world. And so I am the creator that they are all in harmony. You see, that's the trouble. We can sometimes say, is it our responsibility? And we say, no, not really. If we think about it, it's our responsibility. If we're not thinking about it, it's not our responsibility. If you're not thinking about the poor people here or there, the problems here and there, the wars here and there, that's not your responsibility. The minute you think about it, instantly, it's our responsibility to say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. Now, you never take it personally. That's just a responsibility. Now, when you open up your eyes, do you say, I can see beautifully? No, you don't. You just look out and see beautifully. But if you think to say, I can see beautiful, your eyes would probably, over a short period of time, improve from 20/20 to 20 magnificence, you know, where you could see through mountains and see up in the air and see other planets and you know what's going on up there, if you wished, you know. But I see magnificently. Well, imagine if every time you opened your eyes, even when you close them, as we do for a second once in a while, every time you open your eyes, you say, I see magnificently. Wouldn't that be exciting? My goodness sakes, we would have such a good time. We'd have such a wonderful world we'd be living in. And take it personally that it's your responsibility to be in charge of your thoughts. Now, it's your responsibility whatever happens from your thoughts. And so, to be happy, never take anything personally. It's not against me personally. It's the utilization of the principle. So we use the principle to say all is in divine order. We use the principle to say everything is wonderful. We use the principle to be master of ourselves. Okay? Mm-hmm. To be happy, never take anything personally. And this is Dr. Herbert Bell Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, School of the Master, Church of God Unlimited, and probably a whole lot of other things I can't think of at the moment. Worldwide Healing Ministry, what then?
Absolute Monastery.
I did that. I didn't do Absolute Monastery. Right. Absolute Monastery. And all sorts of other good stuff. And saying, tune in again and have fun with us as we sit around the breakfast, lunch, and dinner table with our thoughts for today. I love you.